Welcome to Michigan in Focus, powered by thecentersquare.com. This episode features a piece by Center Square Michigan reporter Scott McClellan, headlined, quote, "Feds give Michigan $159 million in solar subsidies," end quote. Here's the story. The Environmental Protection Agency has awarded Michigan $159 million in solar subsidies for low-income households. The Inflation Reduction Act's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund will be administered through the Michigan Solar for All program, which aims to increase access to affordable solar energy for eligible families. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement, quote, "Michigan is committed to leading the future of clean energy, lowering utility costs for families, creating good-paying jobs, and growing our advanced manufacturing and economy. Thanks to President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and our hardworking congressional delegation, Michigan is ready to launch the Michigan Solar for All program, which will save thousands of working families, households across the state money on their utility bills," end quote. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy will invest $159 million to accelerate the deployment of rooftop solar, community solar, and energy storage. Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Director Phil Roos welcomed the funding. Roos said in a statement, quote, "Expanding access to renewable energy is critical, particularly for our low-income and environmental justice communities, to reducing pollution, protecting our world-class natural resources, and lowering energy costs for families. This investment will help us continue on our path toward a more sustainable future while ensuring real benefits for our communities, creating a positive and lasting impact for Michiganders today and tomorrow," end quote. The funding should help Michigan move toward its 100% clean energy goal by 2040. State Senator Sam Singh, a Democrat from East Lansing, lead sponsor of the Clean Energy Future Plan, welcomed more solar energy. Singh said in a statement, quote, "Progress builds on progress, and that's especially true when we are able to utilize opportunities at the federal level to bolster state programs and objectives. I was proud to lead the charge on a clean energy future in Michigan that tackles climate change while helping workers, communities, and residents with lower incomes. This federal funding will allow us to expand our efforts to improve access to safe, clean, and affordable energy for all in Michigan," end quote. Michigan Chief Infrastructure Officer Zachary Colodin said this funding will help families, quote, "lower their energy costs while replacing dirty energy with clean rooftop solar," end quote. This podcast was made with the assistance of AI technology. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.
Knowledge is power, and you deserve to know what happens in your state government. That's why the Center Square's reporting zeroes in on state authorities publishing stories that show where your money goes and who spends it. The Center Square gives power to the taxpayer by tracking politicians' use of the people's money and demanding transparency from state-run agencies. This is how the Center Square equips you, the American taxpayer, to hold your state government accountable. Sign up now for your state Center Square newsletter at thecentersquare.com.